Welcome back. Well, second quarter business confidence is stuck at a two-year low. This according to the RMB BER Business Confidence Index, which flatlined at 28. Building, retail and wholesale trade businesses registered an improved sentiment, while manufacturers and motor trade confidence retreated. Is the index a depiction of an economy stuck in a rut, and just how long before we claw our way out? Etienne Leroux, chief economist at RMB, joins us with his analysis. Thanks so much, Etienne, for joining us today. So business confidence, as I say, still at a two-year low, unchanged compared to the first quarter. Do we at this point just sigh a breath of relief that it hasn't gotten any worse?
No, we actually worried. And the reason we worried is that confidence may have stayed flat, but the underlying economic activity for many of our sectors actually deteriorated from an already depressed first quarter level. So it may simply be that many of our respondents had a sigh of relief after the election, despite the fact that the economic activity deteriorated. Mm-hmm. And that would show in this discrepancy, confidence staying flat, but activity relatively weak. And it's the activity indicators that matter, obviously, for your GDP. Right? So we are a little bit concerned. 28 is very low, and the direction, this is where the problem is.
Absolutely. I mean, 70% of your respondents remain dissatisfied with these conditions, with the fact that we've got economic activity sitting at weak levels, domestic sales volumes deteriorating in each of the five sectors of the index, drop-off noticeable in the case of manufacturers, retailers, and then new vehicle dealers as well. How do we reconcile that, though, with the kind of manufacturing and retail sales numbers that came out earlier this week, which in fact showed a positive start to the second quarter?
Well, most of the indicators over the last 2 days is a positive start of a very weak base. Okay, so I think it is generally assumed that the second quarter GDP will be showing some kind of a bounce back. But what today's release, the BCR release, tell us is that that's perhaps putting a dampener on the strength of the likely bounce back. And this is where I think the underlying activity indicators that are so weak is actually quite important. Mm-hmm. Also important is the fact that we have some kind of insight on the services part of the economy. So over and above the five sectors that we monitor in this release, the BER survey services indicators. And what we saw in the second quarter was a particularly big drop-off in the businesses services sector. Now that may counter some of the rebound in mining and in manufacturing and in agriculture that we expect in the second quarter. So hence, we're cautious when it comes to the second quarter GDP. I think there's a little bit of a bounce back or a rebound, but perhaps not as strong. Broadly speaking, the survey and the results today are still very consistent with what is a very weak economy, almost recession-like.
Yeah, and what that context does in the end of the day is, I guess, compound what is already a very big challenge, and that being the difficulty in the ability to pass on costs to consumers.
That's another standout in this release. So when it comes to manufacturers and when it comes to retailers, our respondents make it very clear. Costs are going up, and there are many reasons for that. But demand is so weak that we can't just willy-nilly increase selling prices. Mm-hmm. So costs need to be absorbed in our margins, and that affects profitability. And if profitability is affected, that affects the mood of the CEO and the exco. And I think that's quite important. Now, the silver lining in all of that is that it probably reinforces the idea of the strong disinflationary environment that we are in. Okay, so core CPI inflation, for example, is 4%, perhaps trending even lower. And that could possibly create room for the central bank to cut rates a little bit later to give the economy a little bit of a kickstart. But interest rate cuts will not fix our problems. There are many structural problems in South Africa that the government can help fix.
Absolutely. We'll get to that in a bit. Before we do, another area of disconnect, the building sentiment subcomponent, that rising 7 points. Yes, it's still sitting low at 30, but, it's rising nevertheless. And this despite the fact that we don't have any underlying data supportive. Are you surprised?
Yeah. So once again here, we've seen some of these disconnects before. It's not unusual. But the increase in the index 7 is not much, and the level of 30 is more telling. So what is interesting is that index at 30 is very consistent with an absolute scarcity of new work. in that sector. It is also indicative of intense competition, tendering competition, which I think is quite important. And interestingly enough, this sector, the contractors that we survey, tell us that insufficient demand hampers about 70% of their current economic activity in this particular sector. Now, one micro segment is under severe stress, and that's civil construction. Here the index level is 11. Now in the first quarter it was 10, and 10 was the lowest we've ever had as the index level for this particular sector. And we know the story there, and I think what is happening with construction companies generally reflects what we are talking about.
Absolutely, here. And as you alluded to, I mean, post the elections, we have things having moved now beyond sheer Ramaphosa and the need to see policy implementation action that actually filters through to growth in order to stimulate confidence on a broader scale. In that context, how much risk does the global economy pose to this entire equation? Because the country cannot rely on this global economic picture right now, where global growth itself is now shifting into lower gear. Yeah.
So earlier we spoke about a silver lining, meaning that our survey results are very consistent with a disinflation environment. Another silver lining in the release is the fact that our manufacturing exporters are showing a bit of life, particularly in the second quarter compared to the first quarter. So that's good news, and may that long last. Now, as you rightly point out, the big risk here is the global picture. Mm-hmm. The global economy is still doing okay, but if things between the Americans and the Chinese go wrong, and the global economy slows down dramatically and commodity prices with it, we've got a serious problem as a small emerging market country. So that matters a great deal. So the sooner we find a resolution there, the better for a small exporting country like
Absolutely. South Africa. Absolutely. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Etienne, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Etienne Leroux is Chief Economist at RMB.